at the 2020 CUNA GAC in wonderful Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge is Trey Hawkins, CUNA's very own Trey Hawkins, Deputy Chief Advocacy Officer. That's a cool title.
Yeah, well, you know.
I think deputy, you got to wear a badge or something like
exactly.
that.
No badge, unfortunately. I have to get one of those printed, maybe.
So how's the conference going? I'm sure you got a busy schedule, so how's it going for you?
Oh, it's going terrific. It's really exciting to be here. You know, working with CUNA, we do advocacy, and I focus on advocacy day in and day out, but like being here and seeing the energy of credit union leaders and employees and volunteers who are all here, 5,500 of them.
Is that all?
Here to go, yeah, is that all? It feels like it. Who are all here, you know, talking about how they're advancing communities and empowering financial well-being for their members and the communities they serve. It's inspiring.
Indeed. Oh my gosh, yeah, no doubt. Hey, let's talk about the subject at hand here. QLAC, success of 2020 elections and advancing communities through the credit union difference. So, give us a lay of the land here. What's going on here?
So for CUNA, I have the exciting honor and privilege to lead our political team. Mm-hmm. And what we're focused on doing is working with our league partners and really trying to identify in every race in the country for Congress, for the House and the Senate, who is the best candidate for credit unions, who's the credit union champion, and then doing whatever we can to get them elected.
Nice.
So,
okay.
So we do that.
That's a lot of research, I would think.
It's a lot of research. It's a lot of, we do polling, we do candidate interviews. A lot of people don't realize this. We coordinate super closely with our state league partners, mm-hmm. and they will often do interviews of candidates in the district, and we'll try mm-hmm. to figure out, you know, does a candidate running for Congress have a relationship with credit unions? Mm-hmm. Are they a member? Do they understand the issues? Can we educate them on the issues? And then once we've made that decision to try to back that candidate, really trying to lean in with our kind of grassroots power and our fundraising through mm-hmm. our PAC and try to help him or her win election, because I always like to talk about everyone's here for GAC for advocacy.
Right.
I always say it's so much more impactful when people go up and they hike the hill and they're going to go see their lawmaker or staffer. It's such a easier task to do when the person sitting across the table has won their election with credit union support.
Right. And so they're already engaged.
They're already engaged.
Half the battle's won.
Half the battle, well, at least some of it.
So how do you work, I guess, for the folks that maybe not in the credit union corner? Do you go after, do you seek out those folks as well?
And absolutely.
And try
in terms
to
of the candidates,
convince them, convert type thing?
Or? Yeah, absolutely. We try to focus on, every opportunity. A lot of candidates are obviously incumbents, and incumbents, win 90% plus of the time. Mm-hmm. So we try, just like everyone is doing here in Washington this week, try to build relationships mm-hmm. with the mm-hmm. with the current incumbents, and then see if there's something we can point to educate credit union members on why this congressman or this senator has been a credit union champion and mm-hmm. deserves their vote. Mm-hmm. But then the real opportunity comes when we have these open seats, when someone is retiring, and oftentimes there may have been someone there for years or decades mm-hmm. even, and it's an opportunity to meet with all of the candidates and try to figure out which ones are supportive of credit unions, but also educate those who are running as to sort of the credit union difference. And, mm-hmm. and that's why we're, you've probably seen this week, we're launching our Advancing Communities campaign.
Tell me more.
So all of our messaging is around advancing communities and empowering financial well-being, mm-hmm. which is stuff that credit unions do every day.
Write that down, Advancing Communities, right?
Advancing Communities, yep. And we're going to be having a website coming out soon and a platform where we're going to talk about sort of what credit unions are doing in their communities every day and the language that voters are concerned about, mm-hmm. the issues they're concerned about. We did a lot of research into how voters, Americans, consumers are thinking about their financial lives, mm-hmm. The stressors they're facing, they're living paycheck to paycheck, concerned about being you know, troubled by emergency expenses, mm-hmm. healthcare costs,
which is a lot of people in this country, unfortunately.
Huge issue, yeah. Mm-hmm. But then also aspirational things. You know, people want to be able to buy their first home, mm-hmm. Achieve the American dream, mm-hmm. save for college retirement, send their kids to college mm-hmm. in an affordable way. And credit unions are delivering solutions to those challenges. We all know in the credit union industry how strong credit unions are at mm-hmm. solving those mm-hmm. problems. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do with this Advancing Communities campaign in the 2020 election is share that with the voting public, mm-hmm. and particularly with candidates, to say that if you are for helping people, American voters, achieve the financial mm-hmm. dream, deal with their financial stressors, deal with the local economy, achieve the American dream,
of
so
course.
On and so forth, well then a great way to do that is to support credit unions.
Yep.
And so trying to connect those dots with people running for office, mm-hmm. educate them on that, and then find the ones who get that the best and understand the credit union difference and do what we can to help them win elections.
Well, and then they could probably like spread the word to their constituents as well and say, hey,
you want
to check out these credit union people. They're not bad, they're pretty
exactly.
cool.
Exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. And we've got a lot of other tools. QLAC, the federal PAC, Kiana had a banner year last year in mm-hmm. 2019. Mm-hmm. We raised a record $2.8 million.
Wow, good for you guys.
Which is the most you ever did.
And wow, well done.
Thank you. What we're really proud of is the fact that we have more than 33,000 contributors around the country mm-hmm. who are all credit union employees, volunteers, members, and our average donation is only $84.
Really?
Average,
and you raised that?
Donor.
Wow.
But we raised $2.8 million, which
that
we think really
well.
Speaks to the power of sort of the cooperative movement mm-hmm. and the power of people pooling their resources together. And then we're in turn able to take those resources and support some of these candidates, mm-hmm. Democrat, Republican, mm-hmm. Across the country who understand the credit union difference and want to help us advance communities and try to help them win.
Yeah, you just answered my next question. So I was like, hey, so where do those funds go? So that's where they go
yeah.
to a good cause for sure.
Absolutely.
So with the elections this year, 2020, obviously it's going to be kind of an unpredictable year,
yeah,
as we all know.
Unpredictable.
So, I mean, how do you guys plan for that? I mean, obviously you're doing, like you said, you're doing your due diligence, you're doing your research, you're finding the supporters out there and even the people who aren't supporting. What else are you guys doing out there that helps further the movement?
Yeah, my team and I do a really good job of trying to keep up on polling and look beneath the data, meet with as many candidates as we can.
Mm-hmm. Nationwide?
Okay. Yeah,
wow.
We try to interact with them. And then we rely on our, I mentioned our league partners, we rely on them a lot too because they're on the ground mm-hmm. and these candidates are oftentimes someone running for Congress will maybe make one trip to Washington to try mm-hmm. to meet different associations mm-hmm. and party leaders and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We try to make sure that we can take an opportunity to visit with them for 30 minutes mm-hmm. while they're here, mm-hmm. talk about credit union issues and what we're looking for in supporting a candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
But the rest of the time they're in the district. So some of the most effective things we've been able to do is partner with some of our leagues and local credit unions to put together roundtables mm-hmm. to invite mm-hmm. candidates into credit union site visits and come and tour a credit union, come into a branch, mm-hmm. see what they're, what they're doing and what a credit union's all about. And it's a incredibly powerful thing that credit unions can do.
Yep.
More so, not that, I would say I'm happy to meet with candidates who come out to Washington, D.C., but nothing is as powerful as what can be done from an advocacy perspective in the district
Completely.
In a credit union, because as I often tell candidates running for Congress, don't take my word for it as a paid hack for the trade association. Go in and talk to people running credit unions and learn about their stories.
Front lines right there.
The front line,
yep.
And you'll really see the credit union difference.
Indeed. Indeed. That's a great message to end on. Trey, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.
Appreciate
Where can we go and kind of do our part to help you guys out? Where do we go?
So
CUNA's website?
Yeah,
or?
you should check out CUNA's website. And actually, I'll give you one more that we just debuted. I didn't mention was our creditunionsvote.com.
Okay.
Which is a super friendly, user-friendly site mm-hmm. where anyone, credit union members, but anyone in the public can check their registration status, make
oh, really?
Sure they're registered
oh,
to vote.
That's a cool
yeah.
resource. Okay.
Request an early or an absentee ballot, and
yeah,
it'll
yeah.
even give you a Google Map directions to your polling
Good
place.
Yeah.
So,
I hope thinking of everything.
Your watchers will come check that out.
Okay, I will put that in the show notes too, so people can get right to it.
Yeah.
All right, Trey.
Hey,
thanks
again,
man.
So much, Mike.
That
Appreciate
was fun.
It.
Well.